And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. With us, our good buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja Aziz Cape, having a great time talking fishing. And what a prize we're giving away today to one lucky listener.
Boy, you are not kidding. We talked about it all morning. I mean, probably the favorite pair of glasses I know from these two guys sitting across from me. It's the What's Ups. It's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. One of the nicest pairs of Maui Jims that you could find in any showcase anywhere. It's the matte black wood grain frame. It's the neutral gray lens, probably the most popular lens of Maui Jims. They're just awesome, and a killer pair of sunglasses. And one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to own that pair of Maui Jims. If you want to get through, have your chance to talk to John, talk about one of my favorite places in the whole world, Rancho Leonero, give us a call this morning, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll free. Our toll free number is 877-792-1090. Again, that one's totally full. The only line open, it's that local number, 858-457-1090.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in those phones, Rick.
You got it. Let's talk to Gene, who's called us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Gene. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and John.
Good morning, Gene.
The question I have for you is for John, and it's been a while since I've been down there, and this might date it, but you used to launch the boats and the ramp with your trucks.
Uh-huh.
Is that still happening? Or I heard word of a marina down there. And then also, what do I need to do to reassure my wife about taking our family down there and making them feel safe?
Okay, let me do the family first.
Okay.
You're safe as you can be at Rancho Leonero. There's one entrance in and one entrance out. Now, we've got the full-time security. We've got one rover and one guy at the gate 24/7. We've got security cameras on all corners of the ranch. So we own and control a mile of beach in either direction from the ranch. So we know what's going on at the ranch. It's safe. I mean, as far as security-wise, beach-wise, it couldn't be safer either for the kids. It's just really shallow out in front. There's no currents, no waves, and they'd have to take a long walk, literally, to drown. The most common injury at the ranch is the kids stepping on the rocks and cutting themselves on a piece of coral on the rock, something like that. Otherwise, it just couldn't be safer for the family. It really couldn't. Yeah, you're secluded there at the ranch. You're with the ranch family. As Robin called in early, I mean, we take care of our guests. And there's only 34 rooms, so, and we have a high proportion of employees to guests, and we look out after everybody.
And you have snorkel gear to rent, you have paddle boards, kayaks, everything's right there.
Yeah, and everything's right there for them, and there are a lot of other families there, too. There are a lot of other women, and of course, the kids all like to bunch up and run around together and all that, and depending on the time of year you come in, and particularly if you come in the spring around Easter and all that, there'll be lots and lots of other families. I can't remember your other question, Gene. What was it?
It was about launching the boats. I was there. It's been a while. So.
No, we still launch off the beach. We have the marina next door, and the larger twins and all that we dock down at the marina. We also have the option when the weather gets rough to use the marina to load and unload guests. So it's much safer than it's ever been before. But that said, we have our own pier that we push in and out of the water. And if you're on a superponga, we beach the superpongas every night. And we have a machine that we push them into the water. And that guests that get down there, and a lot of guests like to do it, they load onto their boat on the beach and get pushed in the water with the captain. Off everybody goes. So we still do it old style, but we have the safety and the option of the marina just 4 miles south of us. So
I want to throw one more thing out the safety of them. of all the places we get to go throughout the world and all the places, I'm pretty sure the ranch is the only place I go to where I don't think I lock the door behind me. I get the key at the front office when you check in, and the thing just gets thrown up on the countertop. I don't even think about it twice. I don't do that at home. I don't do that anywhere else I travel to. I mean, anywhere.
We just don't have any theft on the ranch.
And there's always people around.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We have a development, too. We've got 40 houses on our development south. And we haven't had a theft in 10 years of any kind.
And your employees have been with you for decades. And so,
everybody.
When they're hanging around,
it just couldn't be safer place.
It's the truth. It really can't.
I raised my daughter there from the time she was about 2. And she spent a lot of time down there. And I felt much safer her down there than when she was at my house in PB.
That's for sure. Well, especially PB. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Kim, who's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Kim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. Question for John and one for Rick. John, regarding shore fishing, specifically fly fishing, what's the best time of year to be at the ranch? And then number two, Rick, let's go with number one and I'll ask number two.
Okay. We're open during prime fishing time, anytime starting in March. I'd hold off until April or May. But the inshore fishery, a lot of fish like the cooler water inside. The rooster fish are in year-round. Smaller rooster fish, and they start getting larger come mid-April, May. We start seeing larger roosters. And it's interesting because roosters are a sucker for fly. They're known for being a live bait fish, and they don't like conventional artificial lures, but they do go for the fly. And I think it's the look-up shallow water.
And those guides down there. Like your guide that hangs out at Rancho Lanero.
Jeff DeBrown.
Man, those guys are on it. You see him running up and down the beach all the time.
He can cast further than anybody I've ever seen. I was slow trolling for rooster fish, and I thought I was 200 or 300 yards off the beach, and he has this big teaser that he casts way out there, and he darn near clonked the boat. I couldn't believe how far out he came with it. But he is very good in bringing the fish in, and you can find him on our website, for guiding. And like I said, we have a 9 super pongas, and all of those captains, literally 20% of our business now is fly. It's amazing how many fly fishermen we have, because we have the super pongas, and because our captains know to keep you up when they might not be able to instruct you on your technique on your cast and all that, but they got a pretty good idea what flies work, and they know how to position you properly and bring the fish up for you, and they do a pretty good
job
guide wise too. So.
Also, for Rick, the question on the way the rods are built today, as far as technical. I remember in the older days, the distance between the rod, the reel seat and the rod butt seemed to be shorter, more the distance between your hand and your elbow. But of late, I've noticed that they've gotten longer in a lot of rods. Is that a commonality? Did that change, or am I just imagining that?
I would say on a lighter weight rod, there tends to be a little bit more distance between the butt cap and the reel seat. Just for casting reasons, you can get a little... you get a little more distance between your hand and, where you're grabbing the reel and the back of the rod. So when you're casting, there's a little longer length tends to make it a little easier to get a little more leverage when you're making your cast. And then as far as big fish goes, that's the one that has probably changed, because in the old days with a heavier weight rod, you always wanted the reel closer to the butt so that when you were pulling on the rod belt or belt and the harness, that the reel was close to you so you had more power. And now that we're doing a lot more fishing with the rail, you're fighting a lot of fish with the butt section tucked underneath your armpit. So if you can imagine, you're laying the front grip on the rail and the rear grip is supported like kind of in the crook of your armpit there. You want the distance from the reel to the back of the butt to stick past your armpit. So if the gimbal is kind of right in between your arm there when you're pinching down, it's less comfortable. So the butt sections are 2 or 3 inches longer than they used to be so that it sticks beyond your arm, so it's a little more comfortable. So I would say the shorter rods, I would say it's probably about the same, but the heavier rods definitely seem to be a little bit longer for that reason.
I look at some of my older rods, the original ones that I used 20 years ago, long range, like a little short butt, it's like and just don't use them anymore.
Yeah. No, we used to build everything with like an 8 or a 9 inch or at the longest a 10 inch rear grip, and now a 12 inch is the most popular and always a gimbal, and now a lot of the big fish rods we build, nobody even wants gimbals anymore. It's crazy how things change.
Funny. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, look who we got on the line. The man, your saltwater guide, who's got our fishdope.com report. Today, that report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality innovation, strength, and durability. Those Gamakatsu live bait hooks are the hooks that keep your bait alive with a perfect bend that allows your bait to swim harder and longer and get you bit. They also come in that super strong, solid one-piece ring. Get Gamakatsu live bait hooks at your favorite tackle store, and let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, John, Pete, Rick. How are you guys?
Hi, Dave.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, I'm sorry about last weekend. I was kind of out on the Tanner and got cut off. But first of all, I wanted to thank you for coming to my dad's thing a couple weeks ago there, Pete. It meant a lot to him. I know he mentioned you in the deal. So
it was awesome. That was such a great recognition dinner for Don Hansen, and well-deserved, too. It was so great to see all the people that came out and honored your dad, which...
Like, absolutely. I've known the guy for 55 years, and I had no idea he had done all that.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? I mean, people drove in. There's a nice article in this week's Western Out There News about the event that Merritt McRae wrote, too, because Merritt was there. And it was really, really a great evening and well-deserved.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool to see my dad get honored by all those people. But, hey, let's talk about the fishing here now, so... This week, again, we got kind of hampered by the weather, but when there was openings in the weather, there was some phenomenal bluefin fishing back out there on the Tanner. Most of that better fishing out there has been at night, guys, so don't get discouraged if you didn't catch any during the day. If you can hang in there and wait for the night bite, as soon as that sun goes down, those fish really seem to get on the bite really good. And then along the coast, the halibut fishing along Dana Point area has been phenomenal there from about just south of the MLP closure in Laguna all the way down below San Onofre, and about 100 to 120 feet of water drifting with that bigger sardine seems to be paying off really well for some of that bigger grade halibut. And then there's still really good yellowtail fishing at Catalina in between the weather. They got live squid over there at the island, a lot of boats selling it over there, and the fish is still pretty good on the yellowtail at Catalina when the weather permits. And not too much been looked at San Clemente Island. I was there Sunday on the way home. We had phenomenal big bonita fishing and a couple of nice yellows up there on the west end. But you just got to get out there and go fishing in between these weather windows that we get, guys, because there's still plenty of good fishing to do.
Yeah, and you know, it's not a day to go today or maybe tomorrow either.
Nope,
but there'll be days coming back here this next week that hopefully you can get back out, right?
Right, like Pete was saying earlier about the new thing that's just catching on the internet. You guys can check out the weather on this newfangled internet thing, and you can see if it's a good day to go or not.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, your feeling on whether that tuna's going to stick around on the Tanner. Is it after all this big blow, because it's been blowing hard out there, is it going to stick around? What's your feeling?
Yeah, I think so, because there is so much food there. They're locked in on that food. That bluefin, I mean, if you pay attention to it at all, it doesn't matter about water temperature. They're not real... I mean, yeah, I think it's in the 40s. We probably won't see them anymore. But if it's in the high 50s, low 60s, I don't think it's going anywhere. I mean, the wind blows out there on the Tanner all the time. That fish is there because there's tons of squid there. That's why that fish is stuck in there. They're just mowing that squid. And that's why it bites better right at sunset for the first 3 or 4 hours, because that squid starts to come up off the bottom, and then everybody's having a party and feeding. But you know what's really weird, Pete? If you guys haven't seen a blue shark like I haven't in 20 years, every blue shark in the world is on that Tanner bank right now.
Amazing. Where did they come from?
I have no idea. They made it through the gauntlet of long lines down there in Mexico, and they made it up here, and they're loving that squid on the Tanner.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Well, Dave, I know fishdope.com, Danny and you coordinate on a daily basis to make sure that that report is up to date. Both fishing information, weather information, hot bite information is all on fishdope.com. It's a bargain. What a great gift. $169 a year. But wait, if you're a new member and you use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, you get $20 off, $149 for 365 days worth of fish reports at fishdope.com.
And it is going to be so important this year,
yes,
because
sir.
I think we're going to see those fish with that A in their first name.
Oh,
Osuna
those
with
long
the A.
Things? Yeah.
I like the way you
think.
You're
going to want to be locked on to what's going on this time, because it's not going to be drive 4 miles off the beach and drop your line in on a kelp paddy. You're going to have to know where to go.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, of course, want to go, you'll go with them. Your saltwater
Absolutely.
Guide. Where do we find you?
You guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786, or you can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you next
Sunday. All right. Bye.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed up. We're going to talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to give a quick update. Came in on the 6-day Royal Polaris trip to Guadalupe Island this last Wednesday.
Nice.
And
Rick from Sport Fishing Financial.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Rick was, what a wonderful host he was. Ooh. And the crew, you know, lived up to everybody's expectations and for the most part exceeded them as well. Great trip. Lots of yellowfin, and obviously, you know, fishing Guadalupe is a really special place. And we had 3 days of what I would call really good weather down there. And then the fourth day was kind of blowy, but, everybody just really pulled together, and, we ended up with over 250 yellowfin tuna. I think the largest was Rick's at 133, and, somewhere just under 50 yellowtail. And it was just incredible. I would say for anybody that is heading down there, listen to what you said, Pete, here a couple weeks ago, on gear. Don't be undergunned here. Talica 16 or equivalent would be the smallest. 20 is perfect, and I had a 25, and that was fine as well, especially if you want to do, dropper loop fishing at night for yellowtail. The 50, 60, and 80 pound fluorocarbon, don't go under 50. And make sure you got a good range of hooks in the 2.0 to 4.0 size, and don't go with light hooks. They'll bend them out.
That's good info, Don. I agree 100%. I mean, those undergun will get you in trouble down there. I mean, it just will.
Such
they pull hard
fishery.
And they're big ones. That's such very,
amazing.
Very good info, buddy. I'm
glad you had a good trip, and you going again next year?
You betcha.
All right, Don. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Brett, calling us from Huntington Beach. Hi, Brett. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I have a quick question for Don.
Brett, you're breaking up a little bit. Can you move to a different spot? Little cell phone.
Gotta love the cell.
There we
Sorry
are.
About
now
that. Who has a landline these days?
There you go. Much better.
John, if during your closed, what do you call it, your days that you're closed down for the winter, would you be able to entertain a closed party of like 30 or more?
Yeah, we would do that. We'll open back up for a group of 30 or larger, and it's easy enough to do. Like I say, as long as you're aware that you can be subject to the wind, you can also have, you know, the wind blows about a third of the time, I'd say, or less. So
and it can be chilly, too, when that wind blows.
Yeah, it can be cold and windy. But if you're ready for that, yeah, we'll open it. We certainly would open up for you.
Great. All right. Thank you. I'll get back with you.
Okay, Brett.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. And of course, you have a great booking office. I just
Jeannie.
Called it Jeannie, your daughter, and
Pamela.
Pamela. And you have a great team.
Olivia.
That'll
yeah,
take care of you in the office. The girls know all the stuff, the insides and outs.
They sure do.
And you can really talk fishing with Pamela.
Too. Yeah, Pamela. Pamela's probably caught more fish than any hotel guest. Well,
yeah.
I don't know about that, but she's right up there.
Oh yeah.
She knows her stuff. She knows her fishing.
Yeah, nice.
Especially
addition.
For a girl. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Nice addition to the office there.
No. Yeah, she's been a big help.
Yeah,
that's
no
for
doubt
sure.
about it. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. One line open. You want to get through? It's been a busy morning.
Very busy.
877-792-1090 open right now.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Chip, calling us from Julian this morning. Hey, Chip, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and happy holidays. It's blustery up here in the mountains right now.
I'll bet it
That's
is.
That's for sure. Yeah, it's supposed to start snowing here shortly, I guess. But hey, John, I guess a lot of the questions were kind of answered for me as far as your transportation in and out of town or whatever. And then. Your fly fishing guide. What was his name again?
Jeff. Pardon me.
Jeff DeBrown.
Jeff DeBrown. Yes.
Oh,
great guy.
Yeah. Does he supply gear? Because
he has everything.
You know.
He has
okay,
everything.
So he supplies the appropriate gear if you want to. grab him for a day and book him out.
Uh-huh.
And does he typically fish off the beach, or do you?
Well, he'll do whatever you care to,
okay.
and he'll also advise you on what's working best at the time. Uh-huh. He's good. He's very popular and busy all the time. So it's important that you, if you do have a date in mind, I'd call and book him because he's.
Okay,
super
gotcha.
Popular.
He's super popular guy, yeah, and really knows his stuff and has been fishing the area for, gosh, now for 20 years, and he's married to a local.
So would I go through the ranch to book him, or does he have his own?
Yeah, he does have his own. Yeah, you can book your room at the ranch, and then you can book your trip with him as well.
And all his information is right on your website,
everything's
right?
Everything's on the website,
if you just
yeah.
look up for Jeff DeBrown on right. the RancherLeonero.com, you can link that to the Let's Talk Hookup website.
Exactly.
And then just go right there and call the ranch, book your time, and then book Jeff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. Real good.
Yeah.
And
then,
one other, kind
ahead,
of a
Jeff.
Weird question, but I was getting my car fixed here in Ramona here a few years ago, and the gal that works here goes, somehow, I don't remember, she had a Rancho Leonero bumper sticker up in her car or something, and she goes, yeah. Yeah, and she asked me what I did, and I go, I run boats for a living, and I go, she goes, well, you know how the Rancho Leonero name got named? I go, I have no idea. And I told her I've always wanted to go there, and she goes, it's because there was a lion running around on the beach many years ago, and I, you know, she's pulling my leg.
No, you know what it was that Gil Powell and William Gil was the name of the owner, and he was William Powell's son, the Thin Man, the actor.
Uh-huh.
And Gil was a wildlife cinematographer, and he was a hunter as well. And he spent half the year in Africa and half the year in Mexico at the ranch in Baja. So it was a Rancho. When I purchased it, was Rancho El Leonero, and it was the ranch of the one who. Knows lions is what it really
is. And they called him El Leonero.
And there are mountain lions, and we actually have some videos of mountain lions wandering around down on the, not on the beach, but over by the entrance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, yeah, in the last couple of years. But that's not why it's named. It was named for him, and I just kept the name. I just figured, well, it was in Centerfoot Flight Guide. And the name, and I said that was the only publication. Nobody knew where Baja was. 1979. So I came up and I would tell people, geez, I bought this ranch down in Cabo San Lucas, and they were like, where's that? What are you talking about?
That's cool.
And I'm not kidding you. 4 years later, there were restaurants Cabo and everything else. But it was
your
just,
timing was good.
My timing was perfect.
Hey, thanks a lot
for the
call this morning, Chip.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
At Dana Landing in Mission Bay, it's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to
fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Got John Ireland talking about my favorite place in the world, talking fishing. Having fun today, man.
Yeah,
it's a great
indeed.
Show.
Indeed. You know, and we talk a lot about our trips and the trips that we sponsor. And on our trips page, hookup1090.com, our Rancho Lane, our 21st annual Rancho Lane.
So cool.
A lot of people calling about, want to go to the ranch. We'd love to have you join us. All of our listeners are welcome. We have a fun tournament with great prizes, like I said, including $1,000 cash from David Statewide Stripes and Rick at Sport Fishing Financial. It's just a fun time and a beautiful time at the ranch there, early June.
Absolutely, June.
So if you want to go on that trip, again, I want to suggest that you call. Also, we have our Journeyman Sport Fishing trips. You want to go down and get a little taste of Cowtown. Journeyman is the way to go. It's the luxury way to go. 6 people maximum. I'm going in January. I believe there's 1 spot left on that trip in January, mid-January. You fly into Puerto Vallarta, fish for 2.5 days on this private multi-million-dollar luxury
so
yacht.
Nice.
And then you fly home and have a chance to catch a 300-pounder.
Yeah.
Literally.
I've always wanted to do that one.
Oh, you should come.
I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one for sure. And then Rick's going on a 3.5-day in mid-March. If you want to go on that, either one of those trips, again, I would suggest that you jump on it. Puerto Vallarta is a really cool place, and you can hang out there for an extra day either side, and or a couple days, or whatever.
And the beauty of the trip is you fly in, you get your hit, you get your fishing, you fly home. I mean, if you want to extend the trip and you hang out in beautiful Puerto Vallarta, great. You know, if you want to have the wife or girlfriend meet you down afterwards and you guys extend the trip a little stay, it's a great way to do it. But if you don't have the time and you want an opportunity to pull on giant ones,
I like the quick.
You can
hit.
Be in and out.
And the cool thing about our Journeyman trip, you don't have to bring anything but your clothes.
That's
because
right.
Robert and Russell have included the tackle rental and everything else as part of the deal.
Yeah, which is a significant discount.
It's a significant deal, yeah. I mean, it's several hundred dollars that you're saving there thanks to Robert and Russell on that trip. Only on our trips. That's
pretty
it.
Cool.
So you want to go with us, you better jump on it. Check out journeymansportfishing.com or just check the
trips page on hookup1090.com. Talking a lot about trips this time of the year because a lot of people start thinking about,
yeah, exactly,
you know, where am I going? What a great Christmas gift. You know, I talked about Alaska and Katmai Lodge yesterday, and we've got the Whalers Cove trip. We've got the Kingfisher Charter Show. You know, everybody's thinking, where do I want to go next year? What do I want to do? And, you know, get your trips all set up and, you know, and maybe even think about taking somebody with you for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I love that idea.
A lot about trips this time of the year. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Well, they are absolutely jam-packed. Everybody's excited to talk to John. Why don't we start it off with Joe, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show. A big fan of the resort. But I've got a couple of quick questions. John,
sure, Joe.
Just remembering back in the not too far early days, but can you tell us a little bit about whose idea it was, who funded it, the Cabo Pomo National Reef?
It's interesting. There was two guys that actually founded it, myself and Bob Van Warmer. It was a state park initially, and it was probably half the size it is right now. But Bob and I put in $5,000 apiece and actually funded the initial park itself. It was probably 2 years later the federal government took it over and expanded it, doubled the size of the park itself, and they've been running it. And it's not something that's real well known. In Wikipedia, where we get, if you put my name up, it says that we were the first people to provide security for Pomo Reef, but we were actually the first people to pay to initiate the park, and it's been a huge success. And I can't, beyond putting in that $5,000 initially and starting it, I can't say I had much to do with it after that, except it's probably one of the most magical places on the planet. And every year it gets better.
Probably one of the greatest dive destinations on the planet.
So
and then I've got a quick follow-up, John. Can you talk about the fisheries that are maintained by having that national reef system there? And also, how has the construction at the location called Cabo Riviera and other locations on the beaches in East Cape, how have they affected the local charcos? And you may want to explain what a charco is, and the general fisheries in the East Cape. Thank you very much.
Okay. Right now, the Riviera has not had much impact. It's a good question.
That's the marina right down.
That's the marina. It's just 4.5 miles south of the ranch. The one thing that did impact us eco-wise was the sardines. All the sardine run in there, and there's a huge sardine population in the marina there, quite a bit harder to net and access and all that. And I think that's part of the reason we've had such a difficult getting sardine. But besides that, ecologically, there's been no impact whatsoever. On the Pomo Marine Park, absolutely none. There was a large project down there. I can't even remember the name right now that they were going to build right over by Pomo Park, and they've ditched that now. I think that's pretty much done, and I don't know what the impact of that would have had on the reef, but that's a pristine system. And what they did when the feds came in and took it over was they went way beyond the reef boundaries itself and have a real good buffer zone around that reef area. And to mention, do fish know and how's it affected the fishery of the park itself? They know. They're in there. It's amazing. It's that when you, especially when you dive in and all that, tuna, everything's in there. And I'm convinced that they know that they've got a refuge in there because it's just so packed with fish. And everybody's respecting it now. It took a long time to get the locals to quit going in there and all that, but it's changed, and everybody respects the park now. It's a special place.
Yeah, it is. Pretty amazing.
That carries so much weight when I hear you two talk about it, because I know you both dove, you know, you've been to dive sites all over the world and to every place, and every time Pete comes back, you know, we're usually sitting there having a margarita at the bar, and you always say this, and just, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it. It's 100-pound groupers, and just,
yeah,
you know, you always talk about
and giant schools.
The schools of Jack Crevel. There are millions, and I'm not kidding, millions. And you'll be, if on a good visibility day, you'll be on the bottom, and it looks like you're in the desert, and a rainstorm comes across. So you just see it's like a cloud.
That's so cool.
And you see those when you're like running across.
Every time.
You see if you're just running to a fishing spot and you're driving through the reef park, you see these big schools of jacks on the surface.
And they're unafraid of you. They get around you. They circle you. It's an incredible experience. That reef is, we can't talk enough about it. And we've been diving it now for 20 years, something like that.
Yeah.
You have. My first dive on it was 1967.
Yeah. So you've been diving it way longer than
that.
Ah, that's cool, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back and do it.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Pete? He's calling us from Canyon Lake this morning. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Yes, John, my wife and I and my special needs grandson, we came down to see you in April.
Oh, good. I
don't know if you remember, I was the goofball that tried to serenade you on the mariachi.
Yes, we have a picture of your son up on the over the fireplace with his fish.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very neat. But anyway, yeah, it was that was kind of a bucket list trip for us. I mean, caught my first marlin, that was great. But so my question is, now I think the one that I caught was about the size of the one that's over the short end of your bar there, and I think the captain there said it was about 120 pounds. And
that's about a normal size.
If that was about the average size, was that about the average size of the marlin that you catch there?
That's average size, 120 pounds. I'd say we get a lot. We'll get some under around 90. They don't go much under 80, 90 pounds. And the stripers will go up to 225, 250. We get some whoppers in there,
right,
too.
Right.
But I'd say the average fish overall be 120, 125 for the
stripe
marlin.
Right.
Sailfish, 70 to 120, but we get some whopper sailfish occasionally, too.
And then blue and black marlin?
Yeah, with lots of blue and black. And, you know, this past year, there was 3 months that we were catching more blue marlin than we were stripers and sails combined. That's unheard of. We had quite a blue and black marlin year. No real giants, but geez, just loads of them,
lots,
which bodes well for the future. You know, they're going to get bigger as they go.
What would you say is the single most ideal time if you're a guy, you know, like Pete, and you want to scratch that off your bucket list, you really want to go down and catch a marlin? When's the most ideal time, would you say, to book
your trip? Spring.
Okay.
You know, March. As soon as we open March, April, May, they're thick in there.
Like
they're
vermin.
They're like, well, I'm never going to say that again. Look what I did to the Dorado, which actually this year we've had our best Dorado year in the last 5-10 years, easily. And by far our best Wahoo year, too. I have to mention that. Got a lot of Wahoo. Unusual. Normally we catch the solitary big guys, you know, 80 to 100 pounds. We had a lot of 20 to 70 pounders coming to the table daily throughout the year. By far our best Wahoo year we've ever had as well.
Cool.
And everybody wants a Wahoo.
Everybody wants to catch a Wahoo. Absolutely. Hey, Pete, congratulations on your first marlin, and hope you get back to the
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, come on back down.
Yeah,
forward
indeed.
To seeing you.
All right, let's jump right back in. Talk to Bobby. He's calling us from San Clemente this morning. Good morning, Bobby. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone. Great show. Hey, Rick, a question for you on this Royal Star trip. What is your number one rig or cow tuna that you're going to utilize when you step to the rail?
Yep, my favorite. Fits in your hand right, very comfortable, know that I'm going to catch a big one and not be undergun is a Talica 50. And I have it full of, I actually have two sizes of Spectra on it. I got it 3/4 of the way full of 130-pound hollow ace, and then I spliced the last, like, 150 yards of 200-pound hollow ace. And I'm fishing with a 150-pound Seaguar Premier fluorocarbon, and I've got it on a Therese 72 double XH rod. It's a 7-foot-2-inch rail rod that they came out with 2 years ago now, I think it's been. That is my absolute go-to favorite long-range outfit I have. This year, though, I think we're going to be fishing a lot more a little bit downsized because the bait's been a little on the smaller side. I think the Talica 25 is going to be the rod that gets that sees a lot of use this year. Yeah. But if you're asking me in general my favorite, it's that Talica 50.
Yeah, for if the bait's the right size and such like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and hopefully
you're
we'll
fishing a tube or
exactly.
a macro or something like that.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
Exactly,
and
exactly.
then that little sardine, you know, that Talica 25 might come in handy.
I think so. I think there's going to be a lot of stories of our guys getting their butts seriously kicked just because they love eating sardines. You know, we talked about it yesterday. I mean, there's nothing like fishing a sardine. And hopefully we make good tubes and we don't have to worry about it. But fish like eating those sardines, and it's so tough to fish a small sardine on a real big outfit like that. So I see a lot of guys dropping down to the 25s because it'll be easier to cast. It's more comfortable in your hand. But boy, when you hook a real big one, you wish you had your TAC 50. I can guarantee that much.
Add that experience before. You leave tomorrow morning on the Royal Star.
Yeah, the Royal Star.
Let's talk hook up 15-12, a ride-down, fly-back trip. On the Royal Star, you got a great group. And what annual one is this? You remember?
I don't, but we were talking about it in the show. It's been a long time now. I mean, this trip has been going for a lot of years.
And then, of course, you guys pull into Cabo San Lucas on December the 10th, which is the same day. We'll be there broadcasting live with the Sport Fishing Association, and you and Tim step off the boat and step right into the microphone.
It's going to be so cool. In Cabo San Lucas, live broadcast, fresh off the Royal Star, we're going to talk all about the trip. Can't wait.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Harry, who's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Hey, John.
Good morning, Harry.
I just love your ranch, as you well know, and I'm looking forward to driving down again when you open with Bill DeLue. So start your list of items that you need.
I bought a truck.
Because that's quite an adventure that we do, and I look forward to it every year.
Even going to lunch with Bill DeLue is an adventure.
This last guy, these guys are gluttons for punishment, Harry. You're a glutton for punishment. Last time we bought a little Dodge, and it had a computer problem in it. And how many times did you guys stop on the way?
15.
15 times they
15 stopped. Times we stopped on the way.
And he wants to do it again this coming year. By the way, I bought another truck. I did get one nice Ford. Every year I buy a four-wheel drive truck for the beach.
Well, we need to try it out.
Bill and Harry drive it
down though.
Yeah. Well, this one will start a little earlier on. That one was a nightmare.
Very nice, Harry. Thanks a lot for the call this
morning. Thanks, Harry.
All right, why don't we jump right back into him and talk to John, who's calling us from Orange. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Long-time caller.
Yeah,
I was wondering if the guy was hoping to get on one of these tuna bites that the Tanner holds for another couple of days, and he wanted to treat himself to a special Christmas present. I'd like to get a good setup, especially targeting this size fish. What can you recommend?
I would say a Talica 20 would be an ideal size rod reel for that. And same deal, that Therese 72 single XH rod. A Therese 72 XH would be a great one. A CalStar 770 Heavy would be another really good choice. Those are both 7-foot rods. It would be right for a Talica 20. And I'd probably load the reel with 80-pound Spectra, maybe even 100-pound Spectra, and then fish a top shot of either 60 or 80-pound. That would be like my ideal.
Great.
Go catch one. You fish a flat fall on that. You could fish your squid and sinker on the bottom. That would be ideal for, you know, taking a 100-pound fish.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Before we run out of time, I have a question for John about booking. Again, I want to stress to our listeners that ranch is a popular spot.
Yeah.
And especially May, June, July.
It's only 34 rooms.
Yeah. And so if you want to go, you want to get there, you need to start thinking about when you want to go.
Exactly. And you have the advantage of earlier you book, you get the room of your choice.
And the boat of your choice.
And the boat of your choice.
The captain of your choice.
90% of the people that we're appealing to have been to the hotel before and have a real good idea of the rooms that they like and the captains they like and everything else. So if you know your dates and you can decide – the further ahead of time, the better off you're going to be, and the more apt you are to get the captain of your choice and the room of your choice.
Yeah,
for sure. And I want to thank everybody, all our guests out there, for all your support over all the years. And we had a great year this past year in 16, and we expect the same in 17. So sooner the better, for sure. Not a sales pitch.
And you know, the other thing too is like Alaska Airlines. A lot of times in the winter, will put a big sale up on you.
Get
your, book your room at the ranch, and then watch watch the websites for deals on the airline tickets.
Absolutely.
You see them go. I mean, you can get airline, like round trip out of San Diego or Orange County or L.A., $300 round trip, including the tax.
Right. They run specials all the time.
Yeah.
If you watch, and they have the low price calendar that you can go to too on Alaska.
And a guarantee on Alaska. So if you buy the ticket and the price goes down, you get your money credited back.
I've done that a couple times.
Oh yeah, right? I do it. Yeah, for sure. You never know. I mean, $50 is.
And don't forget Volaris too. If you're a San Diego resident, gosh, it's really cheap and it's a really easy way to get back and forth across the border now with that
new bridge.
With the new bridge
and cross border express
and cheap air too.
You can fly down there for like $100+ round trip. Yeah, a lot of times on Volaris.
Well, yeah, my employees use it. And they $75 each way.
Wow.
150 round trip. Yeah.
Just based on timing, that's how Neil and I are flying back. We got our flights for $75 a piece.
Yep.
I mean, $75.
I mean, how
that
can
includes
you
the bridge cross?
That includes the bridge cross.
Yeah, which is what, $15
a
bridge.
And then keep in mind they'll only let you have to have your airline ticket to go to use that bridge.
Right.
So there's never a line. Yeah. It's faster. It's faster than Lindbergh.
Yeah, and then when you just book it on Volaris.com, is that how you do it?
Yeah, and I got a tip actually from Harry. He told me that at the shop. He told me, you know, if you're going to do a few flights a year, if you sign up for their V Club, which is like their rewards type thing, then your ticket, it's like $40 or $50 for a one-time fee, but it lasts for the year, and then all of your flights will be lesser expensive. You get to buy a cheaper option for your flight, and so because I, you know, go to Mexico a few times a year, I did that, and you can book the flights for multiple
flights
people
too,
exactly,
right?
Change your flights for no cost and stuff. So
if
you're gonna fly a few times on that airline, it's worth the $50.
Right. And you might mention they're all brand new airplanes. The airline is owned by Carlos Slim, the second richest guy in the world, I think.
He's
or first, or he's right up there. He's in the top three.
When's he going to be the president of Mexico?
I don't know. They probably get along well, he and the incumbent president coming in. We'll see.
Indeed. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who got themselves a brand new pair of Mally Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses is going to Chip in Julian. Chip, congratulations. Like we always say, man, there's nothing better than a pair of Maui Jims. You're going to be so stoked.
Indeed, indeed. And Ricky, good luck on
your trip. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You, Captain Tim Ekstrom and the gang. It's going to be a fun time.
A long haul.
Can't wait. And, of course, you'll give us a call from the boat.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Plan on it. We'll, our first fishing day will be next Saturday, I believe. So we'll, we should be hopefully getting into it, and we'll dial you guys in.
Not till next Saturday.
We're on the next show, so we got
four days. Oh, yeah. Well, you'll be down there fishing.
Yeah, we'll be
Wednesday,
fishing, but that'll be that'll be the next chance
next
we get
time
to tell
you'll
you.
Be able to call in. Yeah, very good. All right. Well, good luck on that trip, and have a good time. And John Ireland, always a pleasure having you in the studio talking about one of
many years
on Earth. Yeah,
indeed. Many years, amigo.
Somebody wants to come to Rancho Llanero, like we said, you got to book early.
You sure
because the ranch is very popular in those times of the year. And join us for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June.
That's a good one, and it'll fill up fast.
Yeah.
Always fills up fast. It's 646-800-646-2252 Baja or RanchoLanero.com. And there's a lot of photographs on it. We did really well. Lots of photos this year on our website.
Look at the website. Call, book your reservations. You can book your boats.
Yep.
All that
for sure. And I want to wish everyone a happy holidays and all my guests that have supported us over all these years. I really appreciate it.
Indeed.
And have a good 17 for all of us.
You bet. Absolutely. And thank you for all your support over the many years, too, of Let's Talk Hookup.
No, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this radio show.
Well,
you all know that.
For that. Hey, thank you for listening today. We'll be back. Well, I'll be back. We'll be on the
I'm
boat
gone.
Next Saturday and Sunday. Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is going to be in the studio talking kayak fishing and more, fishing mission and all that. And then next Sunday, Mark and Paul from the Independence and 22nd Street Landing are going to be a couple great weekends of show. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.